This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us from the team at McCrindle Research, Mark McCrindle himself. Thank you so much for your time.
Great to be with you, Laura.
We do have a lot of households around the country getting busy with their census responses, or at least being reminded that they've got to do that for August 10. Can you tell us the intention of the census and why the government gathers the information that it provides?
Yeah, it's core for our democracy, everything from the electorate boundaries that we're part of so that we can vote and that as our cities change and grow, we've got the right representation through to how GST funds are distributed nationally, through to just funding that is delivered even at a local government level. All of that comes back to the census to understand who's living where, what the needs are, and that is the data that comes through the once every 5 year census from these forms that we all fill in.
And if you look at the list of questions on this year's census, I feel like it's not a lot of questions. It didn't seem very exhaustive in terms of what they're asking. So how do they decide what questions to include and what ones to disregard?
It's pretty rare for the census form itself to change. Only every couple of censuses will we see questions added or dropped. It's obviously an expensive exercise. They want to make sure that it's really needed, and it's quite a
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.